This is Bill Goodwin. In this story you're about to hear, I play the part of a young Navy officer who found out that pirates didn't always act the way they did in books, and neither did pretty girls. It's another program in the series...
Adventure is your heritage. United States Navy and its Naval Reserve present the popular radio and motion picture star, Bill Goodwin, bringing you the story of the last pirates of the Spanish Main and of what happened when the Jolly Roger sailed out against the Stars and Stripes. To most landlubbers, the oceans which border our great country on the east and west are vast barriers which separate us from the lands beyond. Not so to the blue jackets of our fleet. They know the oceans are not barriers, but gateways to adventure and strange places, as our story will illustrate. But more important, our blue jackets know the oceans for what they are: lanes of communications, trade, and commerce, so instrumental in building American prosperity. They also know they can become avenues of aggression if controlled by the enemies of freedom. That's why our American blue jackets are constantly striving to improve their technical skills. That's why the American blue jacket is proud to be a member of the crew that wears the navy blue. And now, Bill Goodwin as Midshipman Josh Harrison in Skull and Crossbones, a story which proves that in the Navy, adventure is your heritage.
Real romantic. I guess that's the way everybody thinks of the Caribbean. Green islands jutting suddenly up on the horizon, their hillsides covered with sweet-scented flowers, and dangerous, dashing pirate bands hiding in vine-concealed lagoons. Why, even now, in 1825, it's just like a picture book. That is, until the heat makes the palm jungle steam like a kettle on the hearth, and the stench of dead land crabs hangs over the flower-decked island like a canopy over a bed. And the pirates aren't proud captains of tall galleons, but dirty, ruthless criminals in leaky boats who prey mercilessly on whatever victims they can find. And when you learn all that, you throw the picture book away and you settle down to work, to waiting, and to longing to be back home.
Seems like the whole coast of Cuba is nothing but one big stand of palm trees. You know, back home in Tennessee, the dog wouldn't be in bloom by now.
Yeah.
You ought to see it, Josh. Acres of white blossom.
Why, there's plenty of dogwood in South Carolina, Dave Farragut, and don't you go forgetting it.
Oh, sure.
What's more, it's every bit as pretty as the Tennessee kind. Maybe it might prettier.
Well, that just goes to show your ignorance. Ain't nothing as pretty as Tennessee dogwood.
Now, listen. The opinion of a bunch of hill trash who don't wear shoes don't count for much.
You know, Harrison, I reckon you pampered darlings from the coast for a lesson in appreciating the finer things of life.
What?
And I'm just the one who can teach it.
Well, all right, Farragut, you started this. You got a sword, draw it.
Howdy, both of you.
Sir.
Lieutenant Connie?
This is a Navy ship on an important mission. What kind of an example do you two think you're setting for the crew? Now, if I catch you fighting again, I'll clap you both in irons. That clear?
Aye, sir.
I'm going to put ashore at Cape Cruz over there for fresh water and supplies. Harrison, you and one of the crew will come with me.
Aye, sir.
Farragut, you're in command of the Greyhound while we're gone.
Aye, sir. But, Lieutenant Connie, sir, isn't it pretty risky going ashore without an armed landing party? There might be pirates in that lagoon.
I hope there are. That's what we're in the Caribbean for, to wipe out piracy. Besides, it'll give you two something real to fight about.
We pulled a small boat up under the palm trees on the Pink Coral Beach and waded ashore. Then, after Lieutenant Carney and the seamen had found a small freshwater stream to fill the water casks, I wandered further inland, my rifle cocked and ready, hoping to try my shooting eye on some fresh game. I must have gone, maybe 500 yards into the thick vine-covered jungle when I saw something flash through an open space between the leaves. I figured it to be some kind of deer or antelope, so I dropped to one knee and fired quick, only halfway taking aim.
Who are you, senor? Why do you wish to kill yourself?
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I took you for some sort of animal. Well, here, Let me bind up that shoulder.
No, do not touch me.
Well, look here. I've already tried to tell you it was all a mistake. I'm not going to hurt you.
No, no.
Well, all right, if that's the way you want it, please accept my sincerest apologies. As a southern gentleman and an officer of the United States Navy, I beg your forgiveness. And now, good afternoon.
Oh, wait, senor. Since you beg forgiveness so nicely, perhaps Joseph will forgive you. Here, you may examine my shoulder, if you like.
She hardly stood taller than my chin, and her hair was black and hung loose below her waist. She came toward me slowly, a little red streak oozing along the sun-bronzed shoulder where the musket ball had grazed it. Her walk was lithe and sensuous, almost cat-like. And when she turned her face up to mine, her eyes had got all dark and opaque like there were fires inside. I reckon you'd have said she was too pretty for her own good. But in the steaming parrot-filled jungle of Cape Cruz, she seemed like some kind of dream.
Well, senor, is it bad?
Bad? Oh, no, it's just a scratch. Here, I'll tie it up with my kerchief.
Gracias, senor. You know, I think I am going to forgive you.
Well, thanks. At that rate, maybe I better shoot you again so I can be forgiven again.
You are very gallant to a stranger.
Lady, you just ceased to be a stranger. My name's Josh Harrison, Midshipman Harrison. You did mention yours before.
It is Josefa Maria de la Concepcion Calderon y Vega. I am from Venezuela.
Well, but that's 1,000 miles from here.
I was traveling to Havana. The ship was captured by pirates. The crew and the other passengers were killed or ransomed. Perhaps the pirates did not think I was worthy of ransom.
Well, but you escaped from these pirates?
No, no, senor. Not yet.
You mean this crew of buccaneers is here on Cape Cruz?
Si. Their ship is hidden in a lagoon. They have built a village farther inland. I see the masts of your vessels and then watch the rowboat that brings you ashore. So I come to warn you to run away before the pirates find you.
Well, it won't be us who needs the warning. The United States Navy's got a whole fleet in these waters dedicated to wiping out piracy. And we're part of it.
Then you will rescue me from these men?
Why, lady, as of right now, you're under the official protection of the United States Navy. And what's more... Listen. Those are muskets. Come on.
Wait. The pirates must have found your friends. Quickly, take that path. It is a short way to your rowboat.
But what about you?
No matter. Take your ships out of the lagoon as though you were going to sail away. Then at dawn, come ashore at the place where the 3 palm trees point seaward. I will lead you to the village.
All right, Josefa, we'll be there. Now take care. Don't let anything happen to you.
Oh, but how can it, senor? I am under the special protection of the United States Navy.
Through the hot, silent night, I tossed sleeplessly on my bunk. I'd reported my encounter with Josefa to Lieutenant Carney, and a landing party commanded by Farragut and myself had been alerted for dawn. But it wasn't fear that kept me awake. It was Josefa. What if we'd been overheard? What if the pirates discovered that she'd been missing the afternoon before? What if... The questions ticked off the minutes of the endless night, and I found myself mumbling over and over, "Let her be there in the morning." Well, finally there were gray streaks in the blackness of the sky, and the longboat pushed away from the Greyhound's lee toward the spit of land where 3 palms pointed seaward. And 10 minutes later, we pulled up on the beach.
Senors, quickly, follow me.
Josefa, you see, Farragut, my Carolina charm never misses.
Just tried once in Tennessee.
Is everything all right, Josefa?
See, they suspect nothing. But come with me quickly before the camp is awakened.
All right, you men, move out now. Follow that young lady. As if you all wouldn't anyway.
Josefa led us by a winding path through the thicket. The spit of land which we were on seemed to be separated from the main island by a narrow stretch of water. The only place for a pirate camp was straight ahead toward the lagoon. I peered into the darkness trying to make out huts or tents, but we were surrounded only by a strangely silent jungle in which even the birds were still. And then suddenly the trees themselves seemed to come to life. Swarthy, ragged pirates swarmed at us from every point of the compass, brandishing cutlasses, firing muskets as they charged. Josefa had led us straight into an ambush.
Come, friends! Cut them down! The protection of the United States Navy! It is they who need protection!
Now,
outnumbered us at least 3-1. Slowly we fell back toward the beach, making every stroke count, wasting no bullets, counting our lives dear indeed. But sure as fate, we were being pushed right into the sea. The pirates fought hard and clever, and Josefa fought right beside him, using a cutlass like a man. It seemed as though she was their leader, and when she shouted for him to push us right off into the sea, it looked like they'd do it. But then I heard a sound that was sweeter than honeysuckle. Lieutenant Carney had warped the Greyhound up into the difficult rocky inlet and trained the 4-pound cannon on the pirates. As the Navy gunners fired salvo after salvo into their ranks, the buccaneers broke and began to run. And we were hot after them, and I made it my personal business to see that Josefa didn't disappear into that jungle again. Wait a minute, Senorita. You're supposed to be under my special protection. Have you forgotten?
Oh, Senor, then you will let me go.
I didn't say that.
Oh, but you will. You are so kind and so much my friend.
Whatever made you do a thing like this?
It was as I told you. I was captured by the pirates. I was not ransomed because the chief made me his wife. He died of the fever. I had no choice. I would become the leader or a new leader would kill me. You understand?
Yes, I understand. Josefa, you're coming with me. To my country.
Oh, senor, I don't know how to thank you.
Don't bother, because when you get there, you're going to stand trial for piracy on the high seas.
Why, you filthy American
thief! Stand still!
Don't you touch me! Let go of me!
Drop that knife, Josefa! Drop it! Well, sir, I didn't rightly like raising my hand to the fair sex. But I reckon there wasn't much choice. That was a pretty long knife she had. Besides, like I said, things in the Caribbean aren't the way they look in picture books. So I guess I didn't act like a true Southern gentleman should have. But you know, the way I figure it, Josefa wasn't much of a lady either.
Goodwin will return in just a moment. If you want to meet a proud group of young Americans, get acquainted with the Blue Jackets of our Naval Reserve. They take pride in the fact that those Naval Reservists who have been called to active duty have demonstrated a state of readiness which has permitted our Navy to expand without loss of efficiency. They're proud to belong to a group with ability to strike on the seas, under the sea, and in the air to keep the sea lanes of the world open. They're proud of their ships, planes, submarines, Navy traditions, and their ability to spring into action when our American ideals are threatened. And remember, they're proud to serve you in that Navy blue. And now, once again, here is Bill Goodwin.
Thanks, Don. It was really fun playing a role that showed how the Navy created one of the colorful adventures in American history by wiping out the dreaded Caribbean pirates. But the days of adventure in our Navy aren't over, not by a long shot. So if you're active, alert, and adventurous and want to serve your country and yourself, find out about the many advantages of life in the United States Navy.
Adventure is Your Heritage was written by Bob Libet and Frank Burt and was directed by Frank K. Danzig for Universal Recorders. Bill Goodwin appeared by arrangement with the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This program was transcribed under the general supervision of William J. Bailey for the United States Navy Recruiting Service. And now this is Don Wilson inviting you to join us soon again for another in the series, Adventure is Your Heritage.